Welcome to The Good We Can from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church for this fourth week of Lent. Our theme for Lent this year is Let Us Pray, and as a congregation we have been taking a closer look at prayer and making prayer part of our daily lives. Today I'll be reading a Bible passage from this week's lectionary and sharing a brief devotion from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines. Today we turn to Psalm 23. And I'll be reading from the Common English Bible translation. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He lets me rest in grassy meadows. He leads me to restful waters. He keeps me alive. He guides me in proper paths for the sake of His good name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no danger because You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they protect me. You set a table for me right in front of my enemies. You bathe my head with oil. My cup is so full it spills over. Yes, goodness and faithful love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the Lord's house as long as I live. Now for a devotion on this Bible passage, written by Mandy Sayers, lead pastor of Glenmar United Methodist Church in Ellicott City, Maryland. She likes to read great books, watch baseball games, and laugh at her children's jokes. Pastor Sayers writes, "This psalm is so familiar in our churches and in our culture that it is hard to read it without bringing considerable baggage. It is the sort of biblical excerpt that has found its way onto needlepoint pillows, T-shirts, and wall hangings sold at greeting card shops. If we aren't careful, it becomes a nursery rhyme, like Mary Had a Little Lamb. However, this psalm is far from the saccharine simplicity we have attached to it. God's provisions have power. We read that the Lord is our shepherd in a world where distractions in every form try to lead us astray, and so many other people vie for the job of being our shepherd. God, our true shepherd, is powerful and makes things happen. The verbs are not conditional. We are not invited to lie down in green pastures. Instead, our shepherd makes us lie down. He leads us and He restores us, and we shall not want." It doesn't sound optional. Also, the places we are led are not easy places to be, green pastures and still waters notwithstanding. This shepherd also leads us through the valley of the shadow of death and sets a picnic next to our enemies. This is a powerful shepherd for our real life, not our needlepoint pillows. This Lent, we shall not fear because this good shepherd is with us. We can walk through the valley of self-examination, self-denial, and sacrificial living and giving. Whatever the journey brings, we are not alone. This mighty, powerful, good shepherd is with us. Give thanks to God for all the times your good shepherd has led and guided and fed and provided for you. What is God calling you to know and do in response to this powerful passage? We pray this ministry of Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is a blessing to you each week. We'd love to hear from you in the comments or with a thumbs up. And to receive notifications of upcoming episodes or see them in your feed, you can subscribe on the Podbean app or follow us on Facebook. And we hope you'll share this podcast with someone who might be blessed by these weekly devotions. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. For more information about our ministries, as well as weekend worship times, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.